are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by May Adam. And joining me this morning in the studio, it's Kevin Larson. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, nice to have you here. A nice dark and early morning.
Yeah, I'm used to being here on Saturdays and not on a Wednesday, but yeah. I appreciate it.
Yeah, not a problem. A little different feel this morning, but you are here for Soterra Youth and Family Services, which is, as we were talking about off air, a fairly new group around the area.
Yeah, we're actually really new this year, actually. And so a couple of local board of directors, essentially they got together and they wanted to create stronger families around the community through collaboration and community engagement. So Terra's overall universal purpose is three different community points of safety, support, and community. So we're protecting and serving children and their families that have been affected by child abuse and or neglect in the community, and supporting those foster families through different types of services, and just overall engaging the community and creating awareness of the foster care system across Central South Dakota. So it's kind of a complex issue. Those folks mm-hmm. that don't know a lot about foster care, it's very complex, and there's a lot of rules and regulations that obviously we abide by, but it's kind of one of those passions. Long story short, I did youth treatment for 3 years straight out of college, and it's one of those passions inside of me that just recently came to fruition when I saw this opportunity to be an advocate here locally in Central South Dakota for this. So we got a lot of stuff that we need to stay tuned for, obviously. So a lot of big things happening, but first we're obviously focusing on the Ghostly Gala this weekend.
Yeah, and you're going to have that Saturday at the Isaac Walton League, and you've got a lot of great things, it looks like, for folks to enjoy.
Boy, it's going to be a party, that's for sure. So hopefully we'll see everybody there. Doors are opening at 6 o'clock this coming Saturday evening down at the Isaac Walton League. And my favorite, of course, is the chili cook-off competition. So we have some amazing chili. My wife tells me that she's making some deer meat chili with a special ingredient. So
nice.
You just got to be there. And Bruce Kessler up there at Gators, he's going to make his famous chili as well. So
okay.
Get on out for that. And
yeah.
A lot of other people are going to be entering this chili competition. So I think folks would be pleasantly surprised by the spread of different types of chili, and you can vote for the winner of the best chili people's choice and, you know, the spiciest and different categories like that. So
well, sounds like a good time for sure. And of course, costumes. As we're getting close to Halloween, that's what it's all about, right?
Yeah, my wife told me I have to dress up, but I was like, I don't have any costumes in my closet, but I'm not one of those kind of guys to dress up, but she tells me I have to, so
you have to get creative.
Yeah, there you go. So, and then we have some amazing sponsors that we have donated different types of Halloween-themed buckets. So there's different, you know, like a candy corn theme and that kind of thing. So you can get your raffle tickets very cost effective, and all the proceeds go back to Soterra Youth and Family Services for everything that we do here in the community. Lots of stuff going on at this event. So we'll have some live entertainment, and then we'll talk more about Soterra in general, kind of a Q&A session at the event as well. And I know some fine folks have bought tables, and if you need a table for your business, it makes a good early Christmas gift. So hopefully your business, if you're a business leader, buy a table for your employees and go on out to this event on Saturday evening.
Yeah, this sounds like a great opportunity. If folks want to get tickets, of course, there's general admission. There's the packages for the tables. Like you said, how do they go about getting the tickets?
Well, one option, you can purchase tickets online. Go to eventbrite.com, search Ghostly Gala at Eventbrite. You can scan the QR code that's online, drgnews.com. Click on Community Calendar. You can scan the QR code there with your smartphone, or you can call us 605-494-3300, visit soterrafamily.org, or you can stop on down to our location. The building is open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday afternoons from 1 to 5. We're just down the street from the old City Hall downtown pier here, so if you have any questions, stop on out, and Doyle will be happy to answer those questions for you as well.
Very nice. So the gala, is this more geared toward the adult crowd, or is it for the entire family?
It's more geared to the adult crowd, but if you have kids, we are going to have kind of a babysitting type service at a different location. So it's at a daycare here in town. So
nice.
The individuals that have founded this group actually runs another daycare. Katie is her name, and her and her mom run a daycare here in town. So free babysitting service. So if you need a babysitter as you go to this gala, that's absolutely free with your ticket admission. So hopefully the have a night off and a fun night for parents. I don't want to say get rid of your kids, but you know what I mean. So.
Right. You want to go in and enjoy the Ghostly Gala and not have to worry about the kids. You've got a place where they can go. So that is great. Let's remind people this Saturday night, it's going to be where and when again, Kevin?
This Saturday night, doors will open at 6 o'clock down at the Isaac Walton League, and lots of different events going on. So hopefully we will see you out there.
Yeah, sounds like it's going to be great and an opportunity to learn more about Soterra, and the importance of being a foster parent and having that support is really great to have.
Yeah, and stay tuned. We're going to reveal out this event, a new emergency child care facility here in Pierre. So this is a brand new, if an emergency occurs, it's going to be kind of maybe an overnight stay for foster kids or for kids in general. So we're going to reveal more details about that new shelter here in the community coming up on Saturday night. So definitely you want to stay tuned and be there for that one.
Definitely. All right. Well, thank you so much for stopping in, Kevin, and we'll chat again with you soon.
Absolutely. I'll be here on Saturday.
So don't miss out the Ghostly Gala Saturday night. It's going to be a great time. There is your Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by the folks at May Adams.